The newspaper business is changing. It has to. In a digital world where information is as close as an app on a phone or a tap on a computer, the question is, how will newspapers make that change? The Syracuse Post-Standard, owned by Advance Newspapers, has made its move. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this change is happening in just a few days.
Newspapers once were king of the news business. Then along came radio in the
20s. This is KDKA. Of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company.
And television in the 40s.
Of the century.
Newspapers adapted and changed in the shadow of these new technologies, but now perhaps comes the biggest challenge of all, the Internet.
We are in the middle of a revolution. It's not clear how this revolution is going to come out.
But Syracuse University Newhouse School Dean Emeritus David Rubin says one thing is clear: newspapers have choices to make.
Are they going to continue to publish a newspaper? If they do, how many days a week? They all will clearly have a website. If they have a website, what kind of resources do they put into it? Is it behind a paywall? Is it free? How does it supplement what they're doing in print?
Advance Publications, owner of the Syracuse Post-Standard, has decided on a strategy, a new print-digital mashup that starts next week.
They've decided that the time to begin to push the generational conversion is now.
Starting Monday, there will be fewer print copies of the Post-Standard and more emphasis on apps and e-papers and the Syracuse.com website. It was a no-brainer, according to Stephen Rogers, former Post-Standard editor and publisher, and now chairman of the Syracuse Media Group.
If we remained wedded to print, we might not be around for very long. We needed to follow where our readers and our advertisers are going. They're going digital.
Tim Kennedy heads that Syracuse Media Group that's shepherding the Post-Standard into a digital-first universe.
For our subscribers, our home delivery subscribers, the big difference they're going to see is that we'll go to a three-day home delivery, Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and they'll also have access to 7 days a week through the ePost-Standard.
There will also be what Kennedy calls a quick-read newspaper, a daily physical 16-page paper that will be available at any newsstand in Onondaga County.
It probably won't have our more in-depth explanatory journalism that we do. It'll be more of the who, what, where, and when.
So when you wake up Monday with no more home delivery, your Post-Standard news consumption choices will be Syracuse.com, either on a desktop or an app on a phone or tablet, the new Quick Read publication that can be bought at a newsstand, or for subscribers, the Quick Read publication you can flip through on a tablet.
In this world of digital change and sort of explosion of platforms, people can choose to get their news and information anywhere. You can get it at 140 characters on Twitter, or if you want to read a printed newspaper, you can read a printed newspaper. If you want to listen to NPR, you can listen to NPR. The consumer has all those choices, and what we're trying to do is supply them with news and information on as many of those platforms as we can.
The fact that there are still going to be print editions somewhere 7 days a week in central New York makes Newhouse Journalism Chair Steve Davis wonder if this just isn't a prelude to the total elimination of the print product.
There probably is a segue going on here to ease their readers into this new environment, to not just go all digital overnight.
Kennedy says consumer and advertiser demand will determine that over time. But ultimately, whether or not there is a physical newspaper really is secondary.
We, though, do see the digital world, both from an advertiser and a consumer perspective, as being a place where we have to be successful.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.